Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top-Tier Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 18th. The grains closed higher with December corn up a nickel, closing at 3.63 1/4. November beans up 9 cents, closing at 10.66 1/4. And September wheat up 4 3/4 cents, closing at 4.29. Well, the corn rallied better part of a dime off its lows. The beans rallied 36 cents off their lows. The wheat rallied about 12 off of its lows. Predominantly a change in the forecast. This 11:40 weather guy obviously put in some more heat and dryness, rallied the market. We held some support areas in the beans, in the corn, and we're able to rally it here. Long term, I still believe this market's got an awful lot of problems. You got the funds long tonight, my guess, about 150,000 contracts. They're long 60,000 meal in an environment where they should probably be short. The funds came in short. They're probably even now in the corn. Are the funds going to try to stick around and see what the August weather is? Who knows? If we get one good rain in August, in my opinion, it's game over as far as the beans go. We've had plenty of rains for the corn. The corn in most places around the country looks fantastic. The crop ratings for both corn and beans were left unchanged. 76% of the corn, good to excellent. The good actually lost 1%, and they put it in the excellent column. Illinois and Iowa are rated no less than 80% good to excellent. The beans were unchanged at 71%. So these crops look good, act good. We're going to get some heat. We know about it. 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're going to be 93, 95, 97, basically, in Iowa. And then it cools back off into the 80s. So I don't see really what's changed here. And like I said, if we are normal temps, normal precip in August, it's game over. I would be using rallies if we can get the beans, you know, anywhere between 11 and 11:20 on a rally basis November. We're probably at this point going to look to make more cash sales. Certainly we'll roll up put options to tighter levels because it's really going to take an awful lot with the soil, subsoil moisture we've got out here, with the amount of sunlight these crops have received, the timely rains. They're really going to have to put a big hurt on this big bean crop in August to make a big difference out here. So every day that goes by, it makes it harder for Mother Nature to throw in these really, really hot temps. And if we get through the next 2 weeks with only 3 days in the upper 90s in Iowa, you know, I don't think we're going to put the crop under any problems. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.